Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now we can move on to some of the cringiest audio you will ever hear. And I wish we had the video, but you can't even see on the video. But this is Caitlin Clark's introductory press conference with the Indiana Fever. Because if you've been living under a rock, Caitlin Clark went number one overall to Indiana. And we can get into a whole thing here about expectations and what's waiting for her. But make no mistake about it, Caitlin Clark is the biggest thing going right now in basketball. She is. There's not another person in the NBA that has the juice that Caitlin Clark has. Certainly not on the men's side of things in college. And I don't think there's a player in the NBA that drives the needle the way Caitlin Clark drives it. Are you kidding me?
Not right now. I mean, she's doing like a full sport takeover where she is driving new viewers that have never cared before and making them care now.
She
and that's something.
She is the biggest star in basketball, period, end of story. Because you look through the NBA, who's a bigger star right now than Caitlin Clark? Who could drive ratings and jersey sales and eyeballs the way Caitlin Clark? It's not Luka. It's not SGA. Sure as hell isn't Jokic. It's not Jason Tatum. You know, even LeBron, as great as LeBron is, we've seen LeBron for 20-plus years.
It's not new. Yeah.
She is the biggest story in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she had to deal with today. So if you don't know, she does the little heart hands. The little Taylor Swift heart hands.
Yep.
And she does it to her family, and she does it to, like, little girls sitting in the front row of her game.
Yeah.
Of her games. This is her introductory press conference in Indiana, and you'll hear the awkwardness between Greg Doyle, who is a local reporter and kind of a known creep, awkward human being. This is the exchange, and realize that after he asks the first question, introduces himself, he holds up the heart hands to Caitlin Clark.
Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. That you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine. So, question is,
what, dude?
What are we doing? Why are we treating? And the world class like, athletes like
the
that.
The way he says it is creepy.
You know, why are we doing this? Like what? What you don't? Would you do that? Would you do that to Giannis? Would you do that to the number one pick this year in the NBA draft?
No.
Would you hold up heart hands and be like, I'm glad you're here. Do it to
or
me.
Or whatever it is. If they do something where they like, you know, they flash some 3-point sign at their family in the stands or what, like. If you want to ask her about it, fine, but that was weird.
Well, you don't have to. You know what? It's universal. She's been doing it for years.
Sure, and it's not like people can't see that that's a heart. We get it. But if you really have a question about it, great. Otherwise, no, dude.
The worst was when he's like, I like that you're here. And listen to his.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
What are you doing, bud? What are you doing? Like, and I guess he's got a reputation for just being weird. Someone said it's a rite of passage when you get to Indy, is to have an awkward question asked to you by Greg Doyle. But, boy, that takes on a creepy dad pedo sort of
just it like, doesn't sound good.
It's just I'm glad you're here. Dave Portnoy,
it's like I don't want to make that a drop. It's so gross.
Ugh. Like, you know it's bad when Dave Portnoy is calling you out for being a creep.
Yeah.
Like when the president of Barstool Sports thinks that you're creepy and thinks that you've crossed uncomfortable sexual lines, you've done something.
Yeah.
You have, Greg. Can we just not do that? Is it okay to treat female athletes like athletes? Is that? Look, and I understand, like I even said it, like the WNBA draft, I think it helped out this year in the WNBA draft that a lot of the players were very attractive. If you don't think that Cameron Brink and Angel Reese wearing the outfits they wore on the red carpet didn't help some eyeballs, sure. But if you don't think that like Tom Brady being handsome made a difference in selling
himself.
If some
reporter told Tom Brady, I like that you're here, right? They get thrown out.
Can we just not be creeps? Like, with the rise of women's sports, can we all just make a pledge to keep our creepiness like away from them? Like, be creepy when she's not there. Do your little heart hands when she's not around, and then don't be like, do it to me and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Can you control how creepy you are?
Yeah, it makes me feel possible? Icky. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's an ick. It's an ick. Be better, Greg.
No, the people already wanted us to drop, so we might have to.
Yeah, unfortunately. And we come back though. I do want to address one thing in regards to. It's not necessarily a Caitlin Clark thing. It's a WNBA NBA thing. You know me. I hate dishonesty when it comes to my sports arguments. You can agree with me, disagree with me, but let's be intellectually honest. And there is one thing right now that is kind of dominating the conversation with the rise of the women's basketball and Caitlin Clark and the WNBA in regards to their male counterparts that is just one of the silliest arguments.
I think I know where you're going
with this. Ever heard. And I would like to have a honest conversation about that when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.